The following presentation is brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media. For the entertainment you love and the opinions and history you crave, visit rantenradio.com. The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Entertain you. Every week, The Shining Wizards is brought to you free of charge, and we thank you for listening. But if you'd like to help support the show in other ways, here's a few things that you can do to help. Go to iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you usually do. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy some of our merchandise, visit prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards or shiningwizards.com/merch and purchase one of our t-shirts or some of our other great stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Become our friend on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Check out our Instagram photos at Wizards Podcast. And for all our videos, visit youtube.com/theshiningwizards. The Shining Wizards is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, The Shining Wizards Network, shiningwizards.com, and Tuesdays live at 7 p.m. East on swlive.net and rantemradio.com. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
Hey, buttheads, you're listening to Jason Hervey on The Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
I have a small dick.
No, what?
God damn.
Oh, what I get for trying to do a last-minute episode of The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. Happy Sunday, everyone. I know it's quite early where I am. It's probably even earlier where you're listening. SWLive.net is the home this week. I guess I should have planned ahead because I tried getting in to the Rant EM radio stream, and for some reason it was locking up on me. And unfortunately, we're not streaming live on the Rant, although you should be able to listen to this on the replay. And once again, last minute, but we keep the streak alive. Another great show for you guys. Well, I don't know how great it's going to be. I sat here during the week, and I was kind of kibitzing back and forth with Kevin. Can I just tell you, I hate when everybody starts going, hey, it's Shining Wizards Kevin, and Shining Wizards Matt, and Shining Wizards... It's like, fucking shut up, who cares? Just say it's Kevin. We all know Kevin. Kevin's awesome. He doesn't need all these monikers after his name. It's like fucking Madonna or Lesnar. You know? Fucking God. Like The Rock. The Garifo. Actually, that kind of fucking sticks. We should call Kevin The Garifo from now on. Fuck it. Let's roll with that. I wanted to do a show at some point this week. I'll be honest with you. I haven't really been watching that much wrestling. Dare I say, I feel like I'm falling off the bandwagon. And I have to even push it further. I know I'm going to take a lot of shit for this, but I don't know if there's anything really keeping me interested in the product from any angle at this point. We'll get to that later. Don't worry about that. So I'm having a hard time actually getting into the product, getting into everything. I did watch a little bit of Fastlane last weekend. With the Punjabi prison match for our main event, which I got to say I wasn't completely disappointed with, through no fault of the Punjabi prison itself. I think it's a fine structure. If you needed some place to live, it's probably not a bad place to be, especially if you're living in India where it's 4,000 degrees and you like to keep your complexion because there's no way to block the sun in a Punjabi prison, right? I mean, isn't that part of the torture? But I guess I'm digressing. So I woke up this Sunday morning and I realized I finally had something that I wanted to talk about. So here we are and here you are, and thanks for tuning in and thanks for listening via iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, wherever you find us, Google Play, TuneIn, We're all over the place, really. If you can't find us, there might be something wrong with you. Either that or you're deaf and maybe you're listening to iTunes and not really hearing it. But anyway, let's get into some news and notes and things like that. We also have your questions. I put up a post on the Facebook page. So as your questions roll in, I can answer them. Only a few this morning, which is understandable because this is so last minute. Let's start off with some good news. Asuka, your NXT Women's Champion. She's been champion for about 5,000 days now. She surpasses the combination title reign of Bruno Sammartino, and she's on her way to passing the reign of Luthez. So good for her. Congratulations. You're holding a title on a program that WWE should be pushing more, but they're really not. Could be worse. She could be the Cruiserweight champion of the 205 program, which is really going nowhere. And I haven't been watching that much recently either. But from what Shining Wizards Eddie, see how awful that sounds? From what Eddie's been telling me, they've already given up on changing the purple ropes on Raw to distinguish the Cruiserweights from the other participants. It's not like they changed the ropes for the women to red or blue or anything like that. It's just weird. But it's over, which means next, it's probably not going to be much more 205. And then what do you do with all this great talent? What do you do with all these guys that Triple H has been personally bringing in and he sees the world in, but God damn it, not giving any of them a personality? You know, let's get into that right now. It's easy to sit back. You know, we've been saying it for years. Say, oh, all these guys are vanilla. They all look the same. Same build. Same look. Pretty much the same size, and they're all interchangeable. Unless you had some sort of talent to distinguish yourself, everybody was the same. And the problem was, everybody was talented. Everybody can do the flips. Everybody can do the mat work. Everybody can do the near falls and the big finishes that only get two counts. So absolutely nothing is distinguishing people. So what do they do now? They give us Alicia Fox for some of the guys to fight over. They give us a pale guy with a mustache. Haven't seen that before. They're giving us people that have no, we have no reason to invest in them. You know who we invest in? Drew Gulak, because he wants these assholes to stop flying around. He's the only man that has something interesting to do. And it has nothing to do with the ability of the performers in the roles as the performers themselves. You know what? Fuck it. Let's all dive in right now. You know what the problem is with wrestling these days? Today, specifically? Here's the problem. Nobody gives a fuck because everybody's interchangeable. Everybody looks the same. Everybody does things the same. But it's more than that. It's in the back. People not opening their mouths. Everybody just being happy. Hey, I'm getting a paycheck. Let me just do what I'm told to do. I don't know anything about what's going on. I don't know anything about the locker room nature in WWE right now, but I can tell you this much. Nobody's fucking opening their mouths. And the people who do, they're getting the credit for it. You can't tell me that Samoa Joe's not in the back opening his mouth telling him, hey, this is what we should do. Because the guy's in a fucking amazing spot right now and people are crazy over him. Not crazy over Roman Reigns, I'll tell you that much. Don't give a shit about Seth Rollins anymore. And what the fuck is Dean Ambrose crazy about? Nothing. He's not even crazy. He had a chance to show he was crazy and waffle his old friend Seth Rollins at his insistence. And he didn't do it. He's the lunatic fringe. He's not doing anything that's lunaticy or fringy, if you ask me. It's pretty frilly, in my opinion. I just don't get it. I don't get how with all of these guys, no one's afraid. Everyone's afraid to rock the boat. No one's afraid to take that chance. No one wants to take that chance. I can't even speak. I'm so pissed off about it. You could always tell the guys that are willing to go that extra step. And I know everybody's going to say, well, you know, John Cena's been there forever, so he could write his own ticket. John Cena was booked in a flag match at the pay-per-view. With all the shit going around this country about people being patriotic and people even caring about America, what do? They drop the flag on the floor. Not a great gimmick, not a great match, not a great idea, if you ask me. Not at all. The roster right now has about 3,000 people on it. They're signing more and more talent every day. Leo Rush just signed. He's going down to the Performance Center. I think the world of that guy. He's talented as hell. Think he's just going to be another also-ran on 205? Probably. Heard stories about Austin Aries. Austin Aries is a pain in the ass to work for. Ask Jim Cornette. Ask Jim Cornette anything. He'll tell you how he feels about it. But apparently Austin Aries wasn't happy, wanted out. WWE said, you know what? Get lost. We don't need you anyway. And I'm sure that's not the words they used. They wished him his best in his future endeavors. But what if Austin Aries wasn't a pain in the ass? What if he actually stood up and said, this is bullshit. Let's do something different. Would he have still been released? Maybe. But at least he could have said, hey, I'm trying to do something different, and they told me to go scratch. If you're going to be on the fringe like that, you might as well just take the risk. What's the point in not taking the risk? There's a whole lot of talent out there right now as well, trying to step up, trying to get somewhere better, trying to get somewhere bigger. Maybe not the kind of schedule WWE is running with these days. But just going out and getting what they're worth, and you're not going to get what you're worth sitting there keeping your mouth shut. You're just not. This is the kind of business where you have to take chances. Every night when you go up to that top rope and you go for the big finish, the big moves, the dives to the outside, the crazy flippy-doo pile drivers where guys getting dropped on their head every night, you're taking a chance with your physical well-being. You might as well take a chance with your mouth. And tell people, nah, this ain't the way it's going to be. This is how I want to do it. Let's see what we can do. I don't get it. You'd put your physical well-being, but you wouldn't go out and just speak your mind. Look at Big Cass. Does anybody care about Big Cass? Well, we got big things for this guy. He's 7 feet tall. We're breaking him off from that turd Enzo finally. And what's he done? Nothing. Ask Sami Zayn what they've been doing with him. What have they been doing with Finn Balor and Seth Rollins lately? Finn Balor, they pushed him to the moon. The guy gets hurt and that's it. He's done. I don't get it. X-Pac recently said in an interview, probably not a bad idea to take Finn Balor and Seth Rollins off the show for a couple of weeks, maybe even a month or two. And he makes a good point. Let him go away. Let him get refreshed. Let the people forget about him for a bit. So when they come back, it's crazy. Look, when Triple H blew out his quads years ago, what was the biggest pop ever, arguably, at Madison Square Garden? People say it was bigger than any pop Bruno ever got at the Garden when he made his return. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, people. Sometimes it's good to get away. And I know what you're saying, oh, there's no more territories, can't send guys away. Yeah, you can't send them away. You're paying them anyway. Tell them to go wait home. When they come back and they get the big pop and the merchandise takes off, they'll be glad they were. You don't think Big Cass would like to sell a couple hundred thousand more t-shirts? I know I would. Send me home for a month. Pay me my downside, and when I come back, stick me in some high-profile things. I can make that money back, sell the merchandise, and be a lot happier. My body will sure thank me for it. So will my wallet. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Congratulations to Curt Hawkins, speaking of which... He's on a 100-match losing streak right now in WWE, and I'm sure he's happy with it. I mean, he's glad to be there. He knows his spot right now. But it's case in point. Why is he getting jobbed? What happened with all the possible Zack Ryder stuff? Is that even a thing anymore? Is Zack Ryder even wrestling? I have no idea. Isn't Mojo Rawley on his own now? I haven't been following people. I just don't know. Well, apparently Paige was about to get charges brought against her from some domestic spat with Alberto Del Rio. You know what? I don't even give a fuck. I'm just bringing this to your attention because I have nothing else to talk about. Actually, it's not true. I have other things to talk about. But the reason I bring her up is because all her WWE diva friends, female superstars or super, whatever you want. Women. The women of WWE were sending each other love back and forth, saying, oh, we miss you, Paige, come back, blah, 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 whatever. So that's your Divas report for the week. John Jones beat Dan Cormier last night. He's your light heavyweight champion of the UWF. And he told Brock Lesnar, you want some, come get some. It's going to be awesome to have a guy 40 pounds lighter than you beat the shit out of you and take a win. How is this even a thing? And it's got nothing to do with John Jones challenging Brock Lesnar. How is Brock Lesnar, who fails a drug test while in the UFC, allowed to still be competing? I don't understand it. Is this a thing? Is this what happens now in Ultimate Fighting? Do guys just go on and off the drugs as they please? You can look at professional wrestling and say, well, it's not regulated. It's sports entertainment. It's all a work. These guys are all cooperating, and there's no reason for them to have to worry about steroids. But they do, for obvious reasons. But not all of them. When was the last time you heard of a wellness policy violation? You mean to tell me everybody's been okay? I don't think so. The odds are against that. If you work in a corporation with 5,000 employees, I guarantee you every day of the week somebody's either getting hired or fired. Probably for dumb things, mind you, but these things happen. They just, when you have this many people in a company, these things just happen. And it hasn't happened in a while. And I don't think it's a testament to the wellness policy being all that great. Shane Douglas has a podcast. It's called The Triple Threat. And recently he said it's fucking absurd that Jason Jordan is Kurt Angle's kid. And you know what? I don't disagree with him. I'm tired of this wait and see attitude with everything. I really am. It's frustrating. You want to give me wait and see? Give me something compelling to make me want to wait and see. And it sounds like I'm shitting on everything this week because I am, because I'm tired of it. You want to wait and see? Give me something that makes me want to wait and see. Jason Jordan being Kurt Angle's kid, I don't give a fuck. Is Claire Lynch his mother? I don't care. Is it Stephanie's illegitimate kid? Maybe I would care, but I don't. I really don't. What's going to happen to Jason Jordan now? You know, I was listening to Bruce Pritchard's podcast recently, and it was around the time that the Right to Censor came into formation, and they were trying to get Val Venus away from his porn star persona, which is completely understandable. How far into the future can you go with a gimmick where you're a porn star? You can't. You just can't. Especially when your company's trying to tout itself as family friendly. So you take this kid, Jason Jordan, you break up a tag team for no apparent reason. I mean, I know everybody wants to be the single star. Everybody wants to be the world champion, but there's times and places for things to be done. So you give this guy the gimmick of being Kurt Angle's son. And what's the point? Why couldn't he just be Kurt Angle's protege? Why couldn't Kurt Angle just train him? Why couldn't we just go with a different storyline? Who's thinking this shit up? I don't know. I really don't care. I don't want to see where it goes. I have no vested interest in it. Don't really care. Let's cover Fastlane from this past weekend. New Day defeating the Usos in the opening match for the SmackDown tag titles. And I have to tell you something, people. Match of the night, best match on the show. Everything made sense. Even the kickouts from near falls fit. And when the finish happened, you knew in your head, this is it, and that was that, and it was over. I've not given up on the New Day yet. I love the gimmick. I think it's playing well still. I know a lot of other people have said it's run its course, but you know what? If they're still rolling and people are still into it, let it keep going. Because a lot of people kept saying over the years that the New Age Outlaws were over and done. And they weren't. Not for a long time. Although eventually when they got to the end, yeah. But it's not at that point yet for the New Day, so good for them. And honestly, second favorite match of the night, you people are going to lose your fucking minds, but it was the Fatal 5-Way. You take it as a match, you take it out of context, you maybe put a little bit more space in between the falls at the end of the match. I'm not crazy about those 1-2-3 rapid fire falls, but it looked pretty good. And I'm not even saying that from a woman standpoint. I think overall, especially compared to the rest of the card, this is a pretty good match, and Natalya won, which I'm excited about. Actual, get in there, Natty, win one for the Gipper or the Cripper, whatever you want to call him. Sorry. My humor for the day. All the rest you can throw in the toilet. I talked about the flag match, the Punjabi prison match was bleh. The only good thing that came out of that was that Great Khali came back. Yes, I said that. That was the only good thing. Great Khali is back. I'm still all behind Jinder Mahal, but this was a shit match. And nobody spoke up. Nobody could have just said, why? Why? Because he's Indian? Is that what it is? Is that what it is? Yes, that's what it is. And I'm not, it's 2017. Let's not play on the race cards anymore because I don't give a fuck. It's professional wrestling. Play the race card all you want. I still think they fucked up Muhammad Hassan terribly. The origination of that gimmick was fucking awesome and they shit the bed with it because nobody was fucking smart enough to say, hey, this could work the way it is. Let's not fuck with it. U.S. title match, Kevin Owens gets the belt back from Jericho. Apparently recently, too, gets the belt back from AJ. I say that because Jericho was back on SmackDown this past week, and AJ, I believe, is the champ again after interjecting himself, making a triple threat. A little bit more sticking into Kevin Owens. I kind of dig that. Match was okay. Mike Kanellis and Sami Zayn. Mike Kanellis is brought in with a little bit of fanfare with his wife. They give him the gimmick of a yes man, a yes dear, you know, the honey-do guy. And he's already 50-50 with Sami Zayn. Are you fucking kidding me? Can you give the guy a chance? If you don't like him after about 3-4 months, then fucking shit can him. But give the guy a chance. Mike, you can always go back to Impact, brother. Just tell him you want a chance. You know, I'm going to take a commercial break. I think when we come back, I'll answer a few questions. We'll get into a couple of things, but I feel like we need to do some commercials. Let me see if I can find the commercial spot. Here we go. Here's a chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you like wrestling videos, visit ShiningWizards.com and click the IVP Videos banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra to buy through us, but a small percentage of your purchase will support the show. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them for all the great Zubaz collection at Zubaz.com. The High Spots Wrestling Network provides over 2,000 hours every month of high-quality entertainment. Visit HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, type in the code WIZARDS, and you'll receive your first month free of charge. If Lucha Crates are your thing, visit LuchaLoot.com and enter the code WIZARDS for 10% off any purchase of a Lucha Crate. If you like Lucha merchandise, visit LuchaShop.com, put in WIZARDS at checkout, and again, you'll save 10%. Bottom Line Merch, cutting-edge merchandise from today's biggest and brightest wrestlers. Visit BottomLineMerch.com and begin shopping today. Support those who support us, and we all can support each other. Thanks for shopping with the Shining Wizards.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell. I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political gobbledygookery.
I haven't played this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dave Destruction Sturcio, and I'm here to talk to you about Destruction 101. It's a brand new podcast hosted by yours truly, Dave Destruction, exclusively every Wednesday night on the Shining Wizards Network and iTunes. Come join me as I explore the world of professional wrestling, professional sports, a little bit of MMA, and just a little bit of advice every week to get you through yours. I'll see you every Wednesday night, exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
We're back with the Shining Wizards. Nothing like a little bit of Jake the Snake Roberts to welcome you back on a Sunday morning. We are going old school. We are on Ustream.tv. Coming to you live, SWLive.net. We are brought to you by Rant EM Radio, the Shining Wizards Network, all of our friends, all of our buddies, all of our great pals in the wrestling world. Shout out to everybody checking us out, sending some messages this morning. Shout out to all the great independent talent out there, even the shitty ones too. Kind of like me, the shitty ones. Makes trash bag wrestlers that much more interesting. Shout out to all the friends, all the organizations, Wildcat, Smash, Tier 1, WrestlePro, everybody else out there, House of Glory, House of Honor, Ring of Honor, Ring Around My Balls, everybody out there. Shout out to Louis Ramos, shout out to Jay Markowitz, shout out to Justin Anderson, everybody listening out there, checking us out on the Facebook. What's up, Rage? I think that's everybody this morning. Like I said, we kind of threw this together last minute. Wanted to get this out. Had a few things to get off my mind, and I'm fucking up the music as I do so. I apologize. But I felt like I needed to get some of that stuff off my chest. Speaking of things off my chest, let me get a tissue, wipe it down, and let's get to your listener questions. Do I have any listener music? Listener questions. We're going to answer them. Thanks for sending them in. Holy shit, it's Sunday. This week, Kevin and Tony will be in Studio A on Tuesday. Make sure you're listening live. There's a plug for us, there's a plug for you, and there's my song, Doodly-Doo. Also, thanks for tuning us in. If you're listening on the iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, Google Play, tune in your mom's asshole, because I know when she farts, it kind of sounds like the way I speak. But let me speak on this. Justin Anderson should be preparing for Inconclusive Breakdown this afternoon, but he took some time out. Send me a question. Lesnar versus John Jones. Who you got and will it happen? Yeah, it's going to happen. Who do I got? John Jones. I don't really give a shit. I'm not invested in this one. You know, it's going to be interesting. I think John Jones is doing the right thing. He's speaking out because he wants Lesnar and he wants him bad, and I think he thinks he can beat him. Is Lesnar past his prime? Is Lesnar over the hill? Is Lesnar done with UFC? I don't think he's done because he wants to compete. I don't think he's done because they'll let him compete. He might be done physically. I'm not sure. Now, I don't know a lot about MMA, and I know that there's a lot of people on the social media that'll tell you, if you don't know what you're talking about, don't talk. But in the immortal words of Mike Tyson, I think, F all y'all, I'm going to say what I want to say, motherfuckers. That was my Mike Tyson impression. I haven't done one in a long time. I don't think it was that bad. Follow-up from Rage. Which fight can you get more behind and actually order? Jones-Lesnar or Mayweather-McGregor? I am honestly 95% sure I am ordering Mayweather versus McGregor. Ordering Jones-Lesnar hasn't even crossed my mind. I am 100% in for McGregor and Mayweather. I think if Mayweather has a good showing, I will be happy with him, and I will not care if he wins or loses. But if he comes and McGregor just pushes in his shit, I will say, fuck you, Mayweather. Thank God, McGregor's the man. I'm hoping McGregor wins right now. I'm not somebody, and I've said this 100 times, I'm not somebody thinking that he's not going to have any chance. I think he's got a great chance of winning. My money is behind McGregor. If I was a betting man, I'd base that on absolutely nothing because I'm not getting into fucking reach and punch and all that shit. Not here anyway. Not right now anyway. But yes, Mayweather-McGregor, definitely the choice for me if I'm spending my money, which I probably will be. Be the first non-WWE pay-per-view I've rented. Maybe, oh God, did I ever, I might have rented Leonard Lalonde years ago, unless I had a hookup. Holler if you hear me. You all know what I'm talking about if you're old school, and if you're not, I guess you guys will have to think it's the equivalent of streaming it. Except there was really not much of a way to get caught back then. If you had yourself a block box, as long as you bought it from somebody who bought it from somebody who got it from somebody else, there was no paper trail. There was no way for people to find out. Then again, my father was also paying for the Playboy Channel for a long time, which was great because when I woke up at 5 in the morning, you could watch it from 5 to 6. And if your old man and your mom are sleeping, nobody knows the better. Oh, man. You guys don't know how easy it is right now to go on anywhere on the internet just to find titties and to find some banging and all that good stuff. Because back in the day, and a lot of guys out there are bobbing their heads vouching for it, you had to work for it to find some shit like that. Remember going up in the woods and finding the random porno mag that some pervert left up there? That shit was like gold. You built a fucking treasure chest and buried that shit like fucking Davy Jones, right? Like fucking Captain Jack Sparrow. Arr! Where be the titties? Arr! Fuck, that should be the title of this episode. Fuck. Can't put that up either. Ah, shit. Jay Markowitz, what's up, buddy? Gives me an FMK, Eddie, Tony, Kevin. Unfortunately, I am Tony. He must have thought this was Matt doing this. Probably because the fucking Facebook page says Matthew Bowman instead of Shining Wizards. But I digress. I would kill myself and that would be it. Okay, so Louis Ramos, our buddy, answers the question himself. I'd marry Eddie. Well, Eddie seems like the marrying type. I'd fuck all four in the ass and kill no one. Thanks, Louie. My butthole is always open to you, pal, and I appreciate the fact, even though you've murdered some people over the years in the ring, that you would not kill any one of us. I appreciate that. That's awesome. Jay Markowitz agrees. He says he wants Kevin's ass, but he needs to lube it up a lot. Yeah, Kevin's pretty tight. No matter how much we bust his balls on this show about being the gay one, clearly not. Kevin will probably give you a good yank and a tug. Not saying Matt wouldn't, but I think his asshole's a little looser. You know, because he eats all them fucking pizzas all the time and probably binds up his sphincter and he has to push a lot. So that fucker's probably nice and loosey-goosey. He's probably passing fucking butterballs through that shit. Am I right? I haven't been playing any sound effects, but fuck that. Whatever. I said butt fuck. Oh, let me see. Do I have anything else in news and notes? We went over X-Pac. X-Pac also said that Dean Ambrose is talented, but he's not trying to figure him out anymore. Like, he just doesn't... I don't know. He's like, more power to him that he's getting over, but I guess he just doesn't get it. And for X-Pac to not get it, I kind of agree with him. I spoke about it earlier. But I'm not getting angry again. You know why? Because it's fucking Sunday morning. It's almost noontime as I do this live. You could be listening to this at any time, and I hope you are, and I hope you're enjoying it, and I hope you've been enjoying this run of solo shows and this run of craziness over the past 2 months. This summer has been pretty nuts. I've been working like a fiend. Matt's been working like a fiend. Eddie started working like a fucking idiot as well. And Kevin, poor Kevin, Jesus, Kevin's always waiting for opportunities to get together and record. Kev, don't worry, brother. Because like I said a few minutes ago, Tuesday, it'll at least be Kevin and I. Maybe we can get Eddie to come out. Maybe we can get Matt to come out. I don't think it's going to be a 2-hour show, but we will get something out there. We hopefully will be live on the rant. I apologize again. We had a little bit of a snafu, and I didn't want to waste time because I wanted to do something live and get this out to you guys. Don't worry, Todd. I know you're listening. I know you're checking this out. And I know you're thanking your lucky stars. You got to hear my deliciousness on a Sunday morning. And I think that's going to be about it. Speaking of delicious... Let's send a little tribute out. No, you know what? Fuck that. I've played Kurt Angle's music. I played it for 4th of July. It's still July. I don't want to play it again. Let me play a little something different. Ah, here we go. A great closing number. A little bit of drum roll for you. And like I said, we will see you in about 60 hours or so. I'm not good at math. Actually, I am, but I don't give a fuck. See you Tuesday!
Well, I met this lady and I told her quite a story. Said I'd love her forevermore. But the trouble is I tell the same old story to every girl that walks through the door. This is the slickster talking at your money. Well, first they love me and then they don't. Sometimes they do it and sometimes they won't. So I said to this girl, hey, you get out. And she got to her feet and began to shout. You a jive so bro, a jive so bro. You never get nothing in the end. What you talking about, ladies? This is the slickster talking to you. I don't do nothing but tell the truth.
on the floor in the figure of four, singing, "Jive Soul Bro, a Jive Soul Bro." And you always lie to your friends. You're a Jive Soul Bro, a Jive Soul Bro, and you never get nothing in the end.